Hey everyone, I am Lily Mae, and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. If this is your first time listening, please head over to my website, theglamceo.com, and check out the different offers I have to help you increase your visibility this season. I'm also excited to announce that we are bringing the Glambitious Brunch back to New Orleans during Essence Festival weekend. And we do have a few speaker slots left if you're interested in participating as a panelist, as a speaker, or even just a guest. Definitely send me a direct message on Instagram at I am Lily Mae. That's IAMLILLIEMAE. Send me a direct message and let me know that you want to join us during Essence Festival. It will be our fourth all-white brunch, and we are very excited to host our fourth all-white brunch during Essence Festival. As you know, we've been hosting other brunch events and conferences around the country. So if you're not going to be at Essence Festival, still connect with us because we have other events coming to a city near you. Without further ado, I have a special guest with us today, Miss Ebony McMillan. Ebony, introduce yourself and tell everyone about, you know, who you are and what you do.
Hello, everyone. I am Ebony E.N. McMillan. I am the co-author of the Brown Girl Guidebook, Start With Self-Love book and journal. And I'm also the women's boutique owner of More Than Rags, that's with a Z.
Awesome. And tell us, you know, what inspired you to start your boutique?
I've always loved clothes. I've always loved fashion. And so during my going out days, me and my friend would always, you know, go to the local stores and try to find something to wear to go out. And we started seeing that everybody was looking the same. And so we were like, okay, we want something different. We want something new. We want something hot. And so it was like, okay, well, how are we going to get something new if these are the only stores, you know, that are available to us, which was, you know, like the mall or local department stores, your Ross or your Rainbows, you know, things like that. And so we came with the idea of, hey, let's start our own clothing line. Sounded good. And, you know, we started talking about, okay, well, you know, what kind of clothes will we sell? Who will we sell for? However, my friend passed away in 2018.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So once she passed away, I didn't know what to do with More Than Rags. So it lay dormant for about 3 years. Of course, COVID happened and it was just sitting there. I was paying taxes on it. I was making sure my annual reports, you know, were completed every year, but I did nothing with it. And so I kept praying about it and I was like, okay, I'm in a good space to where I can get this going. What's stopping me now? And it was just fear. So finally I got over the fear, got over the procrastination, and here we are 6 months later, More Than Rags.
Wow. Wow. What a story. And again, my condolences for the loss of your friend, but I do applaud you for keeping the vision going. And I'm on the website now. I love this long sleeve bodycon dress.
All right.
To the cart. So ladies, you know, if you're looking for something different, and this is very different, this bodycon dress, I haven't seen this anywhere. Okay. So I'm adding this to the cart. If you're looking for something different, I definitely encourage you to head over to her site. It's morethanrags.com. Is that right?
That's correct. And it's all together. And that's with a Z instead of an S. It's all together. More Than Rags with a Z.
Yes. Yes. And I always tell, you know, ladies that I'm coaching, like your appearance and your style is a part of your brand. And so it's very important that we do invest, you know, in having a certain type of apparel that aligns with our brand and how we want to be received in the marketplace when we go to special events, when we go to business events. So I definitely urge you all to head over to her site and support her business. It's very reasonably priced. I'll add that in there as well, that it's very reasonably priced fashion. So head over to support this dynamic lady. So outside of fear, did you have any other challenges with, you know, bringing this vision back into life?
Yes, most definitely. Finances, you know, how was I going to get inventory? What inventory should I get? You know, I love color. I love color. And if you see most of my pieces, they're very vibrant colors. I love color. And so I was like, okay, I want color, but I don't want, you know, nothing too crazy, but I wanted something to where a lady could go from the courtroom, boardroom, mailroom, or out to eat Like she could do so many things with the pieces that I have. And so I wanted to make sure that I had something for everybody. And that, like you said, is reasonably priced. I didn't want to do couture or, you know, specialty pieces. I wanted to make sure that everybody was able to wear more than rags.
I love it. I love it. And so what would be your advice to someone who is considering getting in, you know, into the industry? They want to start a boutique, but they have fear or they don't know where to start or their finances don't seem like, you know, being a place to launch it, but they have that dream of starting their boutique. What would be like your number one piece of advice to them?
Well, the first thing would be to pray about it. Ask for it. Take it to God. See, a lot of times what we do as humans, we tell God what we're going to do and then expect for him to bless it. but ask for it. And see, if you ask for it, then you'll know it's guided by him. And then you'll know that he'll bring the resources that you need to be able to bring your dreams to reality and to fruition.
Yes, yes. I think that is a great piece of advice that any listener can, you know, really take hold of. Like, no matter what industry you're in, whether you're thinking about writing a book or starting a boutique or launching a coaching business, that is, I think, the best advice that anyone could give would be to talk to God about it, really seek God about it, mm-hmm. and see if it's in alignment with the vision that he has for your life. Because when we operate in alignment with the vision that he already has for us, things come together in a more seamless way. Things might get a little easier. You'll start to get opportunities that you didn't even think were possible. You'll start to connect with people that actually want to support your business when you move in alignment with him. So I think that is a stellar piece of advice, to seek God, you know, about it. Ask him for it. Like, Lord, this is on my heart. Can you bring this into fruition? Is this in alignment with what you have for my life? So I think that's fantastic advice. And I know you've also been a co-author in a book project. So tell us about that as well.
Yes. So I had the opportunity to be a co-author in the Brown Girl Guidebook, Start With Self-Love. It is available on all platforms, and the Journal. So of course, like I said, we know that COVID happened and I've been working from home. So I was like, okay, God, I got a little bit of time to, you know, to do something. What can I do? I said, I think I want to write. Once again, I asked God if I could write. But I said, Lord, I don't know where to start. How am I going to get published? What am I supposed to even write about? He said, hold, please. In May of 2022, I had the honor to meeting a young lady by the name of Mrs. Jessica Amaro. She was already a publisher. She was already an author. She was looking for authors with her next project, which would be the Brown Girl Guidebooks. I met her on Facebook. She was looking for authors. She interviewed 54 women. I made the cut. And just like that, I became an author.
Wow. And that's an example of, you know, when something is in alignment, how it just comes together, how you get a little bit of favor sprinkled on you to make it happen. Just like that. A season of suddenly, where suddenly something has happened that you may have never even imagined, or you did dream and you may have laid the dream down. But when you seek God and operate in alignment with him, you find yourself in that season of suddenly. So that is a great testimony. And I applaud you for becoming an author. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. But that door opened up so many other things for me. Of course, it allowed me to understand, you know, what writing was all about. And so I will have my own project coming out soon called Struggle Has a Name. And they also opened the door for me to go to South Africa last year. I had the opportunity to be a part of the Amaro Global Mission Group, where we took 12,000 books to South Africa.
Wow.
So that one yes turned out to be so greater than what I ever thought it would be.
Wow, that is so amazing. It's definitely on my bucket list to visit Africa. So that just sounds amazing. And, you know, one thing too about participating with other people, like the book project was among other people. When we, you know, step outside of our comfort zone and work with other communities of women or even men, it does lead to more opportunity versus when we are trying to do everything alone and we were trying to operate alone and run the business alone. So I always encourage, you know, the people that I'm working with, that I'm coaching, that, hey, let's create community. Let's connect you to other communities so that you can get more opportunities, so that you can grow your business. So I love that you were able to tap into other, you know, a group of people that could advance your vision for your life and lead to new experiences. So that is so awesome.
So yes, like I said, if somebody would have told me, you know, 3 years ago that, hey, in these next 3 years, not only are you going to be an author, you're going to go to Africa and you're going to start More Than Rags, I would have said, nah, not me. I am a big introvert, like really, really big introvert. Yeah. So I would have like, no, not me. And then, like I said, with the Brown Girls, all the other authors had something else going on, meaning like they had already published books. There's a singer in the group. So they had already been, you know, kind of already in the limelight. I had not wrote not an introduction to anything, but for some reason, God said, this is the room you're supposed to be in. And the only thing I had to do was say yes. So I tell somebody, and I encourage somebody today, ask for it and say yes.
Say yes. That is such great advice as well, because sometimes, you know, God may put us in position or connection with the opportunity, but if we doubt it or if we let that fear creep up, then it compromises our yes. So, you know, I think that is also great advice. Listeners, if you feel stuck in any area of business, say yes to working with a coach, say yes to speaking at an event, say yes to collaborating with another community, hopefully the Glamvicious community. Like, yes. Behind your yes, there's so many other opportunities, and don't allow fear to stop you, to stifle you, and to talk you out of saying yes when God has put you in position or connection with someone or a group of people that can bring your vision closer to you. So I love that advice. Now, what's next for you in 2024, and how can listeners support your book and support your boutique?
All right. So for more than rags, there is the website More Than Rags. That's with a Z. I'm also available on a TikTok shop. And I am also on Walmart.com. If you go to Walmart.com and put in More Than Rags Clothing, I am also there. And once again, guys, like I said, this is only 6 months later. Only 6 months.
Wow.
For the book, the Brown Girl Guidebook, Start With Self-Love, Book and Journal, it is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, on all platforms. Struggle Has a Name will be coming soon, and that is my own project.
All right. So y'all, make sure that you connect with Miss Ebony. Make sure that you go to her boutique and buy something for yourself. If not for yourself, buy something for someone else in your life and gift it to them, right? We love a little surprise gift. So give someone with a nice little outfit or her book, because I'm sure that the book will bless you as well. Is there anything else, Ebony, that you would want listeners to know about you before we wrap the interview?
I just want people to know that when you get to a place of not people pleasing and setting boundaries and not in competition with anybody or having to prove anything to anybody, it is a place of peace.
All right. Great, great closing words. Again, you all make sure that you support Ebony's boutique and her latest book anthology. Also, again, if this is your first time listening, head over to theglamceo.com to check out the opportunities we have to grow your business. And follow me on Instagram at I am Lily May. All right, everyone, until next time. Bye-bye.